Joseph Pasek of barnburner.ca, our daily podcast entitled Fired Up, and we're fired up for week 7 of the NFL season. I got Rudy Reyes of the Roo Dog Show, Rory Mitchell of the Mitchell Report Unleashed, and a newcomer simply known as Isaac, as we're going to preview week 7 in the National Football League. And this week, it's going to be, no pun intended, a barn burner. Let's get, guys, Rory and Rudy, and no fighting, okay, chick dudes? No fighting.
Hold on one sec. I need to cut. I need to say something real quick. I need to get some respect officially from Rudy right now for me calling the Giants beating the Denver Broncos, which I know you guys are doing a whole bunch of what this, what that, all this other what this business. So what's up? Can I get a congratulations? Can I get a thank you?
All right,
you predicted it, right?
Hold on. I told you, what did I tell you guys? No fighting. We got a newcomer, Isaac. We're going to start off with Isaac. You guys handle your business at the end. Well, I'll give you both 12 seconds to handle your business at the end.
Okay.
Now, we're going to start off with Isaac. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Buffalo Bills, who's your pick?
Well, you know, the nostalgia of Buffalo is near and dear to my heart, but it can go either way. I would take it as a tie. True, 3-point difference.
Oh,
it can go either way.
For those people who don't understand, Pro Line point spread is an Ontario lottery here, and he's saying a tie. Rory, what do you say?
Actually, you know what? I'm going to go with the unbelievable shocker, right? And I'm not trying to score any brownie points, you know. We're not trying to do any Betty Crocker here, but I'm just going to say this right now at the end of the day, that the Buffalo Bills are going to end up winning the game outright score, being the home team, as the Buffalo Bills will go in to Buffalo and shock the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Hold on. They're going to go into Buffalo. They play out of Buffalo. All right, enough of you. Rudy, who's your pick?
Mute that guy. Are you kidding me? Look, the Bills are the home team. Buccaneers may not have Jameis Winston as the game-time decision. And I lose
Fitzpatrick
the Bills team.
Is going to play. I got you. Fitzpatrick's going to play.
Yeah, Winston's on the IR.
No, from what I just heard, he's day-to-day.
No.
That hasn't indicated to me that he's on IR yet.
I spoke to Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick is eager to go against his former team, the Buffalo Bills, and throw it 3 interceptions.
Bottom line is, Bills will win. This won't even be close. We're talking at least 2 touchdowns against the Buccaneers, who have not played well on the road. And defensively, they're just not very good. They can't stop the run up front. Bills all day on this.
Carolina into Chicago. Rudy, we'll start off with you.
Oh, man, are you kidding me? This has to be the toughest road, and it's unpaved. All uneven squares here. Carolina is going to go into Soldier Field. What happened the last time when a team went to Soldier Field? Oh, wait, the Steelers went to Soldier Field and got beat by the Chicago Cubs, led by Mitchell Trubisky. I like
Chicago
this matchup.
Bears, not Chicago Cubs. Chicago Cubs will be golfing by then.
Bears, Cubs, either way, they're both in the same fight. One at Soldier, one at Wrigley. I'm going to have to take Chicago, the home team, as the upset over Cam and the Panthers.
Rudy or Rory, go ahead.
You got to get our names right, you know. You
all right,
Rudy,
enough.
You got
that.
Rory.
Come on, pick your game, or else I'm going to disqualify you for picking.
Hey, you know, you can start calling him the barista of all trades. Hot, extra hot, how he likes to say. Real simple. Cam Newton, and Superman himself are going to go into Chicago against Mitchell. He comes up big when he needs to, but Carolina, different results. Blowout game. Defense wins.
Isaac, your pick.
No, you know what? I'm going to go with Superman. I think he's going to leap tall buildings in a single bow. He's going to leap over all of it. Carolina all the way.
All right. This should be a very good affair. Tennessee into Cleveland. Rory, give me your thoughts. Are the Browns finally going to win?
I hear Kaiser's starting. I want to say that I want to lean towards the Cleveland Browns, but you know what? I got to go with the heavy run dose game in Tennessee, DeMarco Murray. You know, Mariota hopefully can show up do what he needs to do. I expect this is a hard-fought victory by Tennessee to get the job done.
All right, Isaac?
You know what? I think Cleveland will continue their old drought. Tennessee.
All right, Rudy Reyes.
That's kind of this is a gimme game. Browns don't know how to win with any quarterback they had, and if they decide to sign Colin Kaepernick, that will now be the 32nd. Now we're on a presidential landscape here. Titans with Henry, they're going to get it done. They're going to run all over the Browns, who couldn't stop the toilet up in the middle of the night. So, Titans.
All right. So here's a good game, actually. New Orleans, Green Bay, it's the first game since Aaron Rodgers is out for the year with the injury. Drew Brees against, not Aaron Rodgers. Let's go with Isaac in this one. Your thoughts?
I mean, listen, when the star goes down, you know, everybody got to rally around. I would pick, you know what? I'm going to pick Green Bay.
All right, you're picking Green Bay. Rudy?
What? Are you serious? And Brent Hundley under center. Are you serious? Okay, fine. So I give the edge to Hundley and one thing only. He has the ability to learn from the best of Mike McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers. But there is no way without Aaron Rodgers, if you don't have a run game, you would go to Aaron Rodgers. If you had a pass game but wasn't very good defensively, you'd lean on Aaron Rodgers. If defense isn't playing very well, you get the ball back to Aaron Rodgers. Well, Aaron Rodgers is not there. He won't be there. His season is over with. Saints on the road get a big one at Lambeau.
All right, Rory?
It's easy. When the star goes down, like you just said, what happens to your team? Drew Brees right now is going to show what is up in Green Bay when he goes down to Green Bay, Wisconsin. It's going to be real easy here. You know what I mean? New Orleans, statement, big-time blowout win. And hopefully Green Bay can really address the quarterback position that they have going on there.
Jacksonville, Indianapolis, Rudy.
You know what? Indianapolis is on a wing and a prayer right now. Why? Because they still and will not and probably won't have the guy by the name of Andrew Luck, a former quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts.
What is that noise in the background, Bill? Don't you understand that Rudy Reyes is talking? We got to listen to Rudy Reyes. Rory, are you in the refrigerator or somewhere like that?
No, I think those are the birds calling for Rudy Reyes here.
Those are the vultures. Those are vultures. Those are vultures swarming around waiting for the carcass.
All right.
Well, they already have their carcass, and that's Brent Hundley. Look, Jacksonville has so much going on for themselves, and I mean more from the offensive standpoint than they are stopping the run, something they've been failing to do all season long. I like Jacksonville in this game. It's going to be a slim margin, though, by 7. Jaguars take it.
By 7? All right, Isaac.
I would agree with that. You know, without Andrew Luck at the helm, I think Indy's prime for the picking. I go with Jacksonville as well.
Rory.
We're just going to put this out here.
Having the Starbucks or what?
I know. I'm looking for my barista named Rudy Reyes. Let's just put this
Chief,
up.
There's no barista.
Keep looking,
Chippy.
Keep looking.
Although, when you go to Starbucks and you have barista, you better look at the female persuasion, all right?
Well, here's the persuasion. The persuation
you know,
is
guys, okay, well, we all know you're a chick, dude, so, you know, you go. Yeah, I understand you look for guys there. All right, go ahead.
I look for guys, really? Is that what
you
guys said?
You just said you're never mind. Go ahead, give me your pick, or else we're going to move on. Come on.
I'm telling you, the Jacksonville Jaguars are going to get this job done. They're going to win the game outright. There's no quarterback. There's no Andrew Luck. When there's no Andrew Luck, what do you think is going to happen? Right? That team is sitting at 2-4, just handling themselves on by a thread. So, like, it's real simple.
Handling themselves by a thread. All right.
Where's Brady?
Where's
okay.
Brady?
My son's name is Brady.
Yes.
All right. Let's talk about the next game here. We got Arizona and the Rams. Arizona, the Rams. Let's go with Rory in this one.
Tough game here. I would have, if this was 2 weeks ago when I saw this schedule, I would have said the Rams. But I'm going to keep it real simple. Now that Adrian Peterson is a member of the Arizona Cardinals, had a big game, over 100 yards rushing, we're just going to have to say this. Arizona being the guys that are going to get the job done against the Rams. They have now a run game, so it sort of now somewhat protects Carson Palmer. But I will tell you this right now, mark my words, Arizona comes up with a big win, and that's just really about it.
All right, Barista. How about you, Isaac? Who do you pick? All right, Isaac passed on this pass. So, Rudy, go ahead.
He didn't want to answer the question. That's okay. We can always move on from that. But Cardinals, Adrian Peterson, I'm drinking Kool-Aid.
All right, he has to pop. All right, so let's go to all right, well, take care of newcomer Isaac. Let's go to the Jets, Miami. Rudy, what do you think?
Okay, well, the Cardinals take the win. Okay, so anyway. what game
right.
preview? Which one?
Sorry, the
Cardinals
Jets
and Rams.
Miami. No, Jets and Miami. You already previewed the Cardinals.
Jets and Miami? Well, the Jets aren't really exactly on fire, but they're playing with a chip on their shoulder. There's a box call with an actual touchdown that actually would have tied it up against the New England Patriots. But it's anybody's guess. I'm going to have to go with the Jets here. Much tougher defense, able to stop the run. They're gritty. They're dirty. I'm taking the Jets in an upset over the Dolphins.
An upset special. Now we go to Rory. Go ahead.
Is this even an upset, though? I can't even call it an upset. It's upsetting that both of these two teams are sorry right now, to be honest. This is like a roll dice one. I'm going to go with the Dolphins. I think it's time they get a win. They build off the momentum from last week.
All right, since Isaac has left, I'm going to give you the opportunity. You're listening to Fired Up, our Week 7 NFL preview. I'm going to give you opportunity, 30 seconds each, to rebuttal last week. Since the Isaac, the newcomer, left, he had a personal issue to take care of with his kids there. But let's first start off with Rory, your issue with Rudy. About 30 seconds. You're on the clock.
Well, it's not really an issue. It's more of a respect factor. You know, when I made that prediction that the Giants were going to win, the only one in media to do it, you know, Rudy and our friend of the show, Richard, which is not presently here, you know, decided to take it upon themselves and give me a whole bunch of what this, what that, what. So my question to you, Rudy, is this. Tell me, how does it feel that the Giants won that game last weekend in Mile High?
Okay, first and foremost,
it doesn't matter what you
do. You get one thing and one thing only.
If you want to pull out
you get one thing and one thing only, and that is a W, but that will be the only W you guys get all year long. Here's why. The facade that you've seen against Denver as Sports Authority was a fluke. It was a pure fluke. Now, I'll give you props to the fact that they won. You're the only one who picked. Because you're a Giants fan. Okay, granted. Wonderful. And that's great. And I'm happy for your team. I give them all the props in the world. But there is no way they're making the playoffs. I'm not picking them this week. I'm picking Seahawks to trample all over the little Giants and really handle them at the line to get to Mr. Manning more often than not.
I'm gonna say something to you real quick on this one here, and it's gonna sound crazy. I'm about to do this. Call me the prophet. The Giants are gonna win this weekend also too. I told you that run is coming. They're gonna start bunching up some wins in that weak NFC East, and they're winning against Seattle. Believe me, mark my words. You can put that on pen and paper, and I'll be expecting you to tweet me at RoryEGN. And just be like, congratulations, once again, the only one in media to get the job done.
Hold on. Let me say something here. All right. Rudy Reyes of the Rudolph Show, classy professional guy. Now, Rory, I put you as the insider for MMA, for basketball, for wrestling, and now you want to come off with the NFL. Look, my team's the Buffalo Bills. I don't showboat Buffalo. You're showboating the New York Giants for one win. We'll see what they do. We'll get to that pick this week. So I gave you more than 30 seconds. Enough. I gave you guys more than 30 seconds. We got to pass all these games. So the next game that's going to go is Baltimore, Minnesota. Rudy, your thoughts?
You know, Baltimore's had issues all season long. Joe Flacco's been off point. They don't really have a running game. Defensively, they're number two, I think, ranked overall in the NFL in takeaways. But the only thing you're taking away from this is another L. I think Minnesota, regardless of who's under center, and if it's Case Keenum, then so be it. But you have Teddy Bridgewater, who's back in practice, limited as it is, back in practice, and whether or not he'll see game time in the next couple of weeks remains to be seen. But I guarantee he'll get you back on the field before Andrew Luck will. But I think the Minnesota Vikings, with that two-headed monster between McKinnon, I really think that the Minnesota Vikings really capitalized on fluid motion with Case Keenum under center. There's no way that I'm going to pick Baltimore.
All right. Wally?
Bold statement there that Rudy just said about Bridgewater coming back before Andrew Luck. This game here is going to be a tricky one. When I look into the forecast and I look into the crystal ball, you have to aim towards the defense. And Minnesota, they have big corners. They've got battle-witted, tested cornerbacks. It should be real easy. They should be able to cramp the depleted receiver team for the Ravens. I'm going to say Minnesota gets this win, but it's going to be close. It's going to be a defensive war in the first few rounds. few quarters, should I say. But it should be a win for Minnesota by a
field goal. The next game, this was a standout game in the mid-90s, late 90s. San Francisco, Dallas. Let's go with Rory, this one. Your pick, chick dude.
Levi Stadium. Welcoming the enemy, America's team. I'm just going to say it straight. Dallas wins this game outright, and there's nothing really more to be said. The rookie quarterback.
Hold on, let me ask you a question. If they win, do they win by three or less? Because every loss San Francisco has is by 2 or 3 points.
You know, the crazy thing is about this is that, you know, Dallas has the offense to score, and I'm going to say that the defense is a little bit better. It doesn't matter if this game was at home or away. For Dallas, the spread last time I checked was at 6, so I really feel that Dallas should have no issue going into Levi Stadium with a win.
All right, Rudy.
You know, I look at this Dallas Cowboys team, and of course now Ezekiel Elliott decided to get another injunction to continue allowing him to play for at least 2 more weeks. He hasn't been extremely effective outside in the past game. Hasn't been exactly breaking off, you know, a Kareem Hunt-style offensive, you know, yards per carry. But I do like them in this game. Why? Only for the simple fact that the 49ers have not been able to stop anybody on a consistent basis, whether it's pass coverage, whether it's run defense as well up front, being able to stop the run and almost last in the NFL, being able to stop the run, getting more chunks by basically everybody who has a solid run game. Cowboys do. Cowboys get the W despite C.J. Beathard under center. But I can tell you this much, it will be a low-scoring game. Why? Because the defense, they no longer have Navarro Bowman. He signed with Oakland, and we'll have to fill that void by veteran leadership that's no longer there. But I still think it will be a close one. It will not be a shootout. Dak Prescott will not have the ability to get out of the pocket and scramble at will like he wants to. But nevertheless, Cowboys get the W by 3.
All right. Next game, Rudy, you're going to start us off because it's your team, Cincinnati Bengals, against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
You know, I look at his Bengals team, all gloves are off. Vontaze Burfict is on the field. He's going to be a difference maker defensively for the Bengals. But I like the Steelers. Unfortunately, they will not have Marcus Gilbert. On the weak side, you're probably going to see a lot more Chris Hubbard on that end. Vontaze Burfict always making a presence in that secondary. I look for him to make low blows as well as cheap shots because that's just who he is. That's his character. This is at home. I'm not high on Ben Roethlisberger. Was last week a fluke? Well, no, but I think he was caught out to a point where he's going to play better. I think the Steelers are at home by 7.
Corey?
You got them by 7. That's your team that you cheer for. I see them.
I may cheer for them, but I'm also a realist. So when they stink, they stink.
Understandable. I'm gonna go against the grain here. I think it's a double-digit win. I feel Pittsburgh's got a better team. Le'Veon Bell should be able to continue the run game from that he did over in Kansas City. I expect to see Antonio Brown even come up big also, too. I have them at least winning this game by 10 in Pittsburgh. Cincinnati, like that Andy Dalton era, I thought it was supposed to be something that was supposed to be special. A.J. Green looks like he's the second coming or the second shortcoming to a retiree, you know what I mean? Like, he's come up lackluster. He's come small. But like I said, the Pittsburgh Steelers should get this job done, 10 points at least winning.
Denver looking to bounce back from last week's shellacking at the hands of, well, we want to mention that team, against the Chargers. Rudy started us off.
Well, this is probably going to be a very good game, and here's a couple of reasons why. Chargers coming off back-to-back wins, number one. Secondly, Broncos need to make those corrections defensively to prevent Phillip Rivers, and I'm not going to suggest that Phillip Rivers is elite because I would have to ask for a lot more Starbucks to keep me awake watching them play. But make sure it's extra hot, Rory, just in case. But I'll be honest with you. Trevor Siemian doesn't really impress me a whole lot. However, they do have Brock Osweiler, who basically managed that game. I look for this to be a very close one. They are playing at StubHub here in Los Angeles. So I look for the Chargers as another upset pick in the AFC. This is my AFC pick. Broncos will end up losing by the hands of the Chargers.
All right. What do you say, Rory?
I can't believe he's picking the Chargers to go on a 3-game winning streak. I'm going to go against the grain. I like defense. I feel that they're going to make the necessary corrections from being surprised and upended by the Giants on the Sunday night game. I don't know. Like, Phillip Rivers, they're at home. I get it. But I'll just say this. You got to put the defense. It's all coming down to the defense. Denver's got a better defense. They should be able to neutralize Phillip Rivers. And I will say this also, too. Expect Tlaib to pick a ball off and run it back into the end zone to close out the game.
All right. Next game has the Seattle Seahawks and the New York. You pick the game first, Rory.
I can pick the game.
4 seconds.
Going with the NYG4.
Okay, Rudy, go ahead.
As I said before, it's a fluke. It's a fluke win against one of the better defenses in the NFL. Seahawks roll big, even though they will not have Cliff Avril, who's out for the season, to shore up that defensive secondary. But I look for them to get the pass rush early and often on a immobile. May as well be throwing the ball in one hand and having a crutch in the other, Eli Manning, for the New York football Giants. I look for Seahawks to roll big, at least 2-touchdown lead over New York to put them at 1-6.
Hold on one sec. You're telling me right now Seattle's going to put up what? Double digits on the Giants in New York?
Yeah. Yes, that's what he's telling
me. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Sheesh. And then you're telling me that Pittsburgh's only going to win by 7.
Yes.
Well, hold on here. Hold on. Bottom line is this. The Steelers have much more familiarity with the Cincinnati Bengals. They're in their division. So you play that team twice a year. and they've played each other for twice a year since they reformed the AFC during the Central days with
Rudy,
Collinsworth under center.
Rudy,
all right,
love
the
night.
Hold on. We got two more games, and those are the two best games of the week. Sunday Nighter, a rematch of the Super Bowl. It is the Atlanta Falcons going into Gillette Stadium to take on the New England Patriots. I know one thing, okay? This will not be a 25-point blowout or a 25-point given up lead or whatever. I doubt both teams will score 25 points. Now, Rory, your pick.
Some would call this the revenge game for Atlanta. I'm going to call this Brady's coming out party once again. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, but I'm going to say high-scoring in favor for New England to win. Now, this is the game that's going to surprise a lot of people what I'm about to say here, but this is the game where New England puts up about 30 points, and for some strange reason, Atlanta is not going to be able to produce enough points to match the consistent effort. Expect Brady, 4 TDs, real easy, and continue on their winning streak that they have going on.
Rudy?
This is probably going to be a game that I dread watching because I remember watching some of it. I kind of got disgusted after the fact that Atlanta could not make those adjustments to offset what the Patriots were doing in the second half of Super Bowl 51. I look at Tom Brady and think to myself, how much more time does that guy have under center? I look at Atlanta, and I look at their quarterback situation. Yes, it is a situation because there's a hangover. There is no hair of the dog that he can drink to get him back to life. And unfortunately, Tom Brady has their number. I just don't know when they're going to come out of the closet, but unfortunately, I think the Patriots keep them in the closet at 24-14.
All right. Before we get to the Monday Nighter, last week Adrian Peterson had a game and a half there, and I forgot to mention this, the New York Giants, Seattle Seahawks. Do you guys want to make a bet about that game? You know, with Starbucks card, Taco Bell, Chick Dudes, whatever. Do you guys want to make another bet for this game, Seattle and the Giants? Of course, Rory picked the Giants, and Rudy picked Seattle. So do you guys want to make another bet? Yes or no?
You know, I love my coffee, and I want it extra hot, Rory. So I'm looking for my mailbox to be filled with 2 Starbucks gift cards.
So here's my question, though.
Hold on. Let me ask Rory a question. He said he wants his mailbox filled with 2 Starbucks gift cards, correct?
He said he wanted his mailbox filled, not his lunchbox.
No, okay, hold on. Now let me ask you a question. Is the first Starbucks card already being sent to him? Because I know that's a question that Rudy, he wants to know that, but he's polite enough not to ask you. So I will ask you, are you sending that card already?
And this is how I'm going to rebuttal this conversation. The first initial bet for the Starbucks card was initially set for close to the after the season that the Giants were not going to make the playoffs. The Giants are still in contention to make the playoffs.
Oh, here we go. Hold on. Let me get this straight. Fine. You want to? Now, I'm telling you guys, make the bet this week, and the loser has to get the Starbucks or whatever you're going to bet this
okay,
week.
Okay, so hold on. How much is the card here? How much funds are we trying to put on this card here, Rudy?
Just
what? Okay,
That's boring.
$13? What is Eli Manning's number? Come on, Rory. Yeah, that's your team.
Number 10.
All right. What is Russell Wilson's number?
Oh, I can't even remember it.
Come on, number three. So 10 okay. times 3 is $30. So right now we'll split it. Instead of $30, we'll do $15 gift card.
It's most likely going to be a 25 going over his way.
All right, 25, whatever. Do you want to bet a Starbucks card Is that
That's
what
up
you
to
want,
Rudy.
Is
That's
that
up
what
to
you
Rudy.
Want, Rudy? Hold on, Rory. Is that what you want?
Yeah, that's fine. He
okay.
already owes me
so
five,
it's $25
so he may as well
Starbucks
keep
card. Now, Rory, what do you want?
Respect. And
respect.
And
what are you, Rodney Dangerfield? Your name's
nope.
not Rory. It's Rodney
I want
Dangerfield.
I want respect, and I want to appear on a first time ever on the Rudy Reyes podcast show as the National Takeover Day for the Mitchell Report Unleashed on your show.
What? What? What?
That's hilarious.
What?
That's hilarious. Not going right, to happen.
On,
but
on,
nice try,
on,
though.
Hold on.
I'll give you
in
that.
All due respect, in all due respect, you cannot have six things in a one bet thing, okay? So you pick either respect or you pick on the Rude Dog Show. It's not six things. What
the
is
take,
it?
The takeover on the
No, no, this is not wrestling. You're not talking NWO. You're not talking anything. Go ahead. You guys are pissing me off already. Upsetting me.
Hey, Rudy,
I'm fired up already. We still have to talk about Monday Night Football. Make the bet already.
Rudy, I'm surprised you got him so heated over there already. Anyways.
Disrespect.
Because I got a lot of
respect
for Rudy.
He's talking about respect for 20 minutes. He disrespects. You know what, Rory? That's it. It's a gift. You know what? If the Giants win, he'll say congratulations. The Giants win. If the Giants lose, you got to give him a $25 Starbucks card, and you got to calm me down with another $50 Starbucks card. How about you die? All right. Now let's talk about Monday Night Football. What are you laughing? I'm serious. You're going to be barred. Now, Monday Night Football. Washington Redskins. Philadelphia Eagles. You know what, Rory? Take, you're going second. Rudy, go ahead.
Monday Night Football against the 5-1 Philadelphia Eagles. Redskins, yeah. I'm not a true believer in what they have going on there. They don't have a lot of wide receiver catchers of said football. I'm not a believer in Kirk Cousins. However, he has probably one of the better arms in the NFL. Is he backup quality? I'm going to say yes. Backup quality guy. Eagles are just doing way too many things on both sides of the ball in all three phases, in fact. Carson Wentz just destroying people right now. He did it to Cam Newton in Carolina. I look for the Eagles to continue rolling 6-1 by the score of 21-14 over the Redskins.
All right. There you go. So go ahead, Rory.
I'm going to disagree. Josh Norman.
What else is new?
Josh Norman is returning back to the practice field. D'Angelo Hall is returning back to the practice field. That means two somewhat formidable cornerbacks. Let's just say this. They'll be able to neutralize what's going on in Philly. I got Washington to upset.
Of course he's got Washington. You want to know why he's got Washington? Rudy, let's get this to the – he loves the Giants. The Giants, have to, in his estimation, are going to make a playoff. He needs one of these teams to lose. That team he needs to lose is the first-place team. Blah, blah, blah. Wait, how long do you – you know, you break down the game, it takes you 20 minutes. I just broke it down in 2 minutes. Now, Rudy, tell everybody how they could get a hold of you.
Well, you can find me at Rude Dog Reyes on Twitter. You can go to the RudeDogShow.com. And go to the Rude Dog Show on Facebook. So a lot of great places to find me. And of course, I just interviewed linebacker Brandon Marshall on the show, the Denver Broncos. So I want to check that out.
Yeah, everybody, check that out. The Rude Dog Show.com. And now, because you upset me, Rory, because you upset me, you know what? I'm taking that bet too. I'm saying the Seattle Seahawks will destroy the Giants, and not only do I want a Starbucks card, I want a Starbucks card, plus I want an Xbox One X. How do you like that? Or an iPhone X, or something X.
How about this?
And if you're going to continue on this, you're going to be X, a barn burner. How about that? You're laughing. Look, how come Rudy's not laughing?
Hey, it's on the microphone muted.
Because at the end of the day, now, and I'll say this much: at the end of the day, it's nothing but utmost respect for Rudy.
Again, he's
I know
talking
we...
about respect again.
No,
oh, my God. Bring Aretha Franklin here. Oh, my God.
Listen, respect.
Come
but
on, Jim. Do such dancing for me.
But listen to what I'm saying to you. I got respect for Rudy. This is just love at the
well,
end
you
of
got
the
respect
day.
For
do.
Rudy, but what about for me?
I'm going to get to you in a second. So,
no, you get to me first. What about me, Raven? Come on.
Hey. Joe,
waiting,
I got a lot
I'm
of...
waiting. Here, I'm drinking my Starbucks. I'm waiting. Come on.
Are you? Is it extra hot? Extra creamy?
No, it has chocolate in it. Come on.
Extra creamy.
What kind of toppings
well,
you
like
got
cream,
in there?
I like cream, but anyways.
What kind of shavings did you put in there? Some cinnamon?
What kind of what? Are you going to finish your
chocolate
class already?
I'm not going to take that bet with you. I already have another bet
no,
with you
No,
going
have
on.
A bet. See, he's too chicken. That's what happens with chick dudes. They're chicken. Bah, 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 bah. Come on. Come on.
How about this? I guarantee you, I absolutely guarantee you Seattle is taking that L this weekend. Don't talk to me when it happens, though.
All right.
Because I'm going to laugh.
You're telling me, you don't want to place that bet, but you're telling me, you're guaranteeing me. All right, here it is. Here's the deal we're going to make. If the Giants lose, you owe him Starbucks coffee. And the Giants lose, you got to shave your head bald.
That's never going to happen.
How about that?
I'm not doing that.
Oh, I'm not doing that. Come on. I've given you two things, Starbucks coffee, shave your head bald. Come on. What are you doing then? Because, hell.
Hey, I'm
Bobby
May Universal. Join the club.
No, thank you. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'll do.
You're doing
I'll
more
take
than
the
Giants do this week. Come on.
I'll take the Starbucks. All right.
So, and by the way, since I'm in Canada, I should get my Starbucks card first. So I'm giving 3 days delivery. 3 days.
Good luck with that.
Because next week the Giants are going to lose again. And
I bet
still you gonna they're going to be 1-7. Oh, they're still going to make the playoffs. Yeah, they're going to make the playoffs. In
They'll be
football.
3-5. They'll be 3-5. Hey, listen, this is the end of same
five.
Energy.
Got
this
me fired
same...
up for this one. Hey, Joseph Pasek, the first time fired up on fired up here.
Hey, you know what's so funny? The funny thing about this at the end of the day, Joe, and I'm sorry to cut you off, is that this
you're
is the exact same.
Off.
This is the exact same energy that you brought, you, Rudy, and Richard brought last week. And what happened?
Richard who?
That got silenced, right? And this week, you brought the same energy. You and Rudy brought the same energy. And
no,
it's going
no,
to
wait,
be on Sunday.
Let me tell you this. I'm actually going to say this about Rudy. Rudy is a class act, even though he likes Pittsburgh Steelers. He's a class act, even though he likes the Pittsburgh Penguins. He's a class act. Even though he likes the Pittsburgh Pirates, he's a class act because you know why? He likes another Pittsburgh individual, Kurt Angle. It's true. It's damn true. No comment.
The only thing I like about Kurt Angle is the fact that he won a gold medal. That's about
with
it.
With a broken
I'm not
ticket
a fan
neck.
Of Kurt Angle.
With a broken
I'll take Kurt
neck.
Angle
so
in the ring
neck.
And we'll wrestle for it.
All right. Now, again, this has been Fired Up on barnburner.ca. with Rudy Reyes of the Rude Dog Show. Check it out and check out his interview with Brandon Marshall, not the other Brandon Marshall. We got to make sure about that. And Rory Mitchell of the Mitchell Report Unleashed. What episode are you on?
It's going to be 56.
56. So now let me ask you a question. Since the Giants are going to lose, is 57 going to be Rudy Reyes?
I think, you know what, I'll say this.
No, yes or no. Don't give me like a 10-minute reward. Yes or no.
If me and Rudy Reyes get on a podcast, it's going to be.
You're on a podcast. I got news for you.
If me and him both get on the same podcast,
oh,
or is it
not,
me and him?
Not on the same. You know what, Rudy, do me a favor. You're a professional, Rudy. Close this segment out. I had enough of this jabroni, this Rory Mitchell Unleashed. Don't even check out the Mitchell Report Unleashed, because check out extension number 53, but everything else, go ahead, Rudy.
Oh, well, you guys can go to barnburner.ca, go check out the Mitchell Report, even though it's against my best judgment. Go check it out. He's got some great stuff there. And, of course, always, thank you so much, guys. I appreciate you coming on, and I'll be expecting my Starbucks gift cards in less than 30 days. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Yes.
I'll make sure.
Not 30 days. I'll give you the last comment, chick dude. Go ahead.
Hey, I'll just say this. It's all love.